This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 23, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Snow today, temperatures in the mid-30s. A plan to develop the former Briscoe School building in Beverly is moving forward. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes today that the city announced $55 million in project financing has been secured. The building will be turned into affordable housing for low-income seniors, work studios for artists, and an auditorium for a community performing arts space. Peabody is looking forward to the start of a significant road construction project on Route 114 in the city. This is Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt.
Yeah, Route 114 is a very tricky road, very difficult road, and at times very dangerous road. And 114 runs from Peabody right into Peabody Square. It comes into Wilson Square, down Central Street, and right into Peabody Square. So it filters right into our downtown. And we're starting a project this year. We're going to be breaking ground a little bit later this year on a massive $13 million complete renovation and rehab of that corridor. It's going to be new street, new paving, new sidewalks, new crosswalks, new trees, new lighting, new hardscape amenities. It's going to make the area much safer. It's going to make the area much more attractive, much more easier to navigate, and it's going to bring a nice look as you come into Peabody Square. And the great thing about that is we were able to receive funding for that project through a federal transportation improvement project grant. So it's a $13 million project, but $12 million of that will be paid by this federal grant.
Construction for the project will begin later this year. Saugus has extended the contract of town manager Scott Crabtree. The Daily Item is reporting that his new contract will run through 2027 and that he has already served the town for nearly 10 years as town manager. A Lynn Water Sewer construction project is taking place on Commercial Street in Lynn. Construction has impacted traffic on Commercial Street near the railroad tracks for the past several weeks. The Daily Item reports that the $200 million project will separate storm water from sewage before going to the treatment plant. While some businesses and organizations lost employees due to the pandemic, the Gloucester Fire Department has managed to maintain its staffing levels. This is Gloucester Fire Department Chief Eric Smith.
That's played a big part in at least internally in the fire service and a lot of conversations, and first responders that have been on the front line and facing this thing and stepping up to get vaccinations right away and the imposition of masks all the time, including, high particulate, respirators, which make breathing more difficult, but you're doing it for hours and hours a day doing the job. So it took its toll on folks, and they've rebounded really well from that. I can't applaud them enough for their hard work and their perseverance. And we didn't have anybody quit this job and say, I can't do this anymore, and leave. None of them.
That's Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. And Massachusetts is gearing up for state-sponsored sports betting. Christian Wade, the State House reporter for the Salem News, reports that sports betting will begin January 31. The opening will begin with the ability to place bets at in-person facilities such as the Encore Boston Harbor in Everett. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Sharks 4-0 Sunday night at the Garden. Four different goal scorers, including defenseman Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah, I mean, everybody had... Well, are you kidding? Scoring goals is the funnest thing in the game, right? Like, it takes you back to when you're a mini-mite. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or 25. Scoring goals is fun.
The Bruins play in Montreal tomorrow night. The Celtics play at the Orlando Magic tonight. Meanwhile, in high school hockey from yesterday, it was St. John's Prep beating BC High 6-1 on the road.
You know, these Catholic Conference games are, they're a grind, and every point is at such a premium. So to go on the road at UMass Boston and get the 2 points is huge for our group.
Prep coach Christian Hansen, so the Prep keeps winning, and one of the many ways they keep winning is they are getting good play out of line number 4.
I'll tell you, I really like our fourth line. Caleb White, Harlan Graber, and Paul Santasuazo. Those three guys have been together most of the year. They've found an identity, and they're hard to play against and really give us a lot of energy and have been a big part of our team, although you don't see them on the score sheet a ton.
Also over the weekend, Beverly Boys basketball scored an 83-59 win over Everett at the Garden on Saturday. Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis.
Today was really about the experience for the kids. Being able to play well and get the win, you know, that's absolutely what we wanted to do, and it was great to do that. But it was really about just the whole experience of playing on the Garden floor.
And don't forget, North Shore Sports Night airs tonight at 7 right here on the website. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.